Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Dalid in Maseches Psachim. I'm recording this in Chutz Laaretz in my parents' house. I don't have the list of what number daf it is in Shas. It's something in the high 330 dapim in Shas. I have a tremendous hakaras hatov to the roof that I sit under. All of our learning together wouldn't exist without the tremendous chesed that my parents have done through to me throughout my lifetime. So Be'ezer Hashem, let's pick up on Daf Yud Dalid. We are going to begin the famous sugyas of Reb Chanina Sgan Koyanim, which is the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. In our entire Daf, we will have analysis of the Chidush of Reb Chanina Sgan Koyanim and Rebbe Akiva, which deal with the hierarchy of the halachas of Tumah. Let's begin the Mishnah 5 lines on the top. Reb Chanina Sgan Koyanim Oimer. Mimeyem shol kohanim, during the days of the kohanim. Before we go on, we need to explain why all of a sudden are we going to be talking about the halachas of kohanim burning truma if our mesechta is meseches psachim. The answer to that question, Rashi points out, first Rashi's in the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amibes had told us that the opinion of Rebbe Gamliel was that in order to assure that there was the least amount of truma that was going to be burnt before Pesach, Truma, which is Chametz, Rabbi Gamliel, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the last opinion of the Mishnah had told us that even though all foods that are Chametz need to be destroyed on the end of the fourth hour, Truma, one waits till the end of the fifth hour. So once we begin discussing the halachas of Sarf and Truma, we begin a nuance in regards to Sreifas Truma. Mimeim Shekahanim lo nimnu milisra ves habasar, they didn't hold back from burning the basar that had become tamei, shenitma bivlad hatuma, that had become tamei with a rishon latuma, im habasar shenitma ba'av hatuma. Aval pi shemoisiv tuma al tumasa. So we have two pieces of meat that contracted tuma and therefore are required to be burnt. One of them had contracted tuma from an av hatuma, and the other had contracted tuma from a rishon l'tumah. Now, in burning them together, they're going to come in contact with each other. And the one that had come in contact with an ava tumah is a higher level of tumah, and therefore it will achieve a greater darga of tumah itself when coming into contact with the other piece of tumah, which had only contracted its tumah from a rishon l'tumah. We say achieve, that means that it will create a higher madrega of tuma. Now the truth is the math doesn't add up at first glance in our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask at the end of the day, if you have a rishon l'tuma being metame a rishon l'tuma, then there isn't going to be any increase of tuma. So we're going to need to get to the Gemara really to understand exactly what is the concern. That Rashi points out as well in Dibur Maskil Milisra. Hosef Rabbi Akiva Amar. Rabbi Akiva added, and he said, "Mimeim shel kohanim lo nimnu melahadlik es hashemen shenifsal betful yom." The kohanim did not hold back when they needed to burn oil of kachim that had come in contact with someone who was a tful yom. In other words, he had gone to the mikvah, but he wasn't yet tahar with herav shemesh. Biner shenitma bitmei meis, to burn it with a candle that was tameh with a greater tumah, and that is the tumah of tmei meis. Afal bishem oisifin tumah al tumasa. Despite the fact that you're increasing the tumah on the oil that had become tameh with from a tful yom by having it come in contact with a ner that had contracted tumah with a tmei meis. Rashi explains that over here there is taisefes tumah because the shemen which had contracted tumah was a shlishi l'tumah. What the ner, on the other hand, was a rishon l'tumah, and therefore it will cause the shemen, by coming in contact with the ner, it will cause it to be a shemi l'tumah. It's mutter to burn afal pishem l'sifin tumah al tumasa, period. Amar Rabbi Meir, midivreim l'madnu, Rabbi Meir adds, from their words, we can learn a halacha. Who's their words? So the Gemara later on the bottom of Yudalad and Bey, is going to Tezvav and Aleph, is going to have a machlokis, whose words Rabbi Meir is referring to. One opinion is going to be that from Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim. Let's run with that approach of the Gemara, even though it's not the only approach of the Gemara. that we see, not concerned about increasing tumah in an object when it's being burned, shesarfin truma tahira imat tmeya bepesach. They were allowed to burn truma tahira with truma tmeya pesach, even though the truma tmeya is going to cause the truma tahira to become tame. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, eina hi hamida. Rabbi Yaisi says that this comparison is not min hamida, is not legitimate. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly is the problem with that comparison. But Rabbi Yaisi says you can't infer the halachos of truma by Erev Pesach to the halachos of Sreifas truma tmeir. Rabbi Yaisi continues and observes that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua that applies in very particular circumstances. Umaydim Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua agree that one is supposed to burn Trumas Chametz Tahira separate from Trumas Chametz Tmeah. When is there a Machlaikis? Ala Tluya Vala Tmeah. The Machlaikis is if you have Chametz Tluya and Chametz Tmeah. Chametz with a Safek of whether it's Truma Torah or Tameh, and where there's a Vada. Sherebeliezer Oimer Tisarev Zoylatzmoy. The Zoylatzma. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you burn one separately from another. Rabbi Yeshua Meshtein Kachas. In such a case, you can burn them together. Bezer Hashem, the Gemara on Tezvav, will explain more about the issues over here in the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. We will follow the direction of Rashi, who does not masbir it too much right here, and leaves for the Gemara. As we had learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, we had an important Yisod, Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim, that was hard to make practical sense out of. The Yisod is a very important one, and that is that if you're burning different status of Tuma, for example, a Rishon L'Tuma with something else, even if the Rishon L'Tuma is going to create a higher level Tuma, you don't have to worry about it when we're talking about Sar Tomei of Kodshim. The particulars of Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim, the Gemara does not understand. Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim, as we saw in the Mishnah, said, Lo nimnu milisravas habasar shenitma bivlada tuma. They didn't hold back burning meat that had contracted tuma as a Rishon tuma with meat that had contracted from an avatuma. Now, meat that contracted from an avatuma is a Rishon tuma. Meat that contracted from a Rishon tuma is a Sheni L'tuma. Michti analyzes our Gemara. Bisar Shenitma B'Vlad HaTuma, if you have Basar that become Tame from a Vlad HaTuma, may have a Sheni. That is a Sheni. Kisarifle B'Hadli Basar Shenitma B'Av HaTuma, if you burn it with meat that it contracted from a Av HaTuma, may have, if it comes in contact with that Basar, it's a Sheni. So sheni v'sheni hu, my moisif lo tumasa tuma al tumasai. In what way are you being moisif tuma al tumasai? My moisif lo tuma al tumasai. Ika question mark. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said no. Here we're talking about the meat that had contracted me vlada tuma. Doesn't mean it contracted from a rishon, but it means a double vlad from a sheni l'tuma. Amar Rav Yehuda hacha b'vlad vlad askinan. We're talking about a piece of meat that had contracted tuma from a vlad vlad, the havele shlishi. That makes it a shlishi. Vikasavar, and the chiddush Rav Chanina Sgan Kohanim is shlishi mutal asay sheni. The shlishi is going to come in contact with something that was a rishon tuma and thereby become a sheni, but it's mutter because you're involved in the halachas of sreichas kochim. Asks the Gemara, what's the whole discussion here at all? We have a rule that one food cannot be metame another food. Disanya, as we learned in a braisa, excuse me, here the pronunciation is going to be critical. It's not yitan, but it's yutan. For our purposes, the Gemara's raya over here from the pasuk of the Chiyutan is in regards to the idea that if you have tuma that falls onto zera, so then that becomes tamei. Hu tamei chazal darshin ve'ein oisei keyotzei by tamei. But the zera cannot be metamei something else. Zera here is Of course, produce and food, that doesn't make something else tameh. Hence asks the Gemara, how could it possibly be that in our Mishnah we're concerned that we would have a havamina, at least that we would be concerned that one thing would be metame something else. At the end of the day, ein oichel metame oichel, explains the Gemara. Hanichel Abaye. It's not a question, according to Abaye, the Amar Loishanu Ela Bechulin, that this rule, Utame vein oise ke yoitze bai tame, only refers to chulin. Avo betruma ve kachim oise ke yoitze ba, but when it comes to truma and kachim, it does make something, another food tame. So then we are not in any bind. We're discussing here truma and kachim. However, ule ravada barava mishmei de rava nami, domer loishanu ela chulin vitruma, avo kachim oise ke yoitze ben shapir. Also ravada barava is going to be fine. Here's the however. Ella l'ravina mishmei d'rava da amar mikra male dibra akosav, that the pasuk is expansive and loishna chulin, loishna truma, loishna kachim, hutame veinu matame acherim. So how could it possibly be that our Mishnah Rav Chanina Skan Kanim is being mechadesh despite the fact that the basar is going to move up to be a sheni l'tuma, nevertheless you could still burn them together. It won't move up. You have no problem because ain't oichel metame oichel. Ma'ika le'meimar? Question mark. Answers the Gemara 10 lines from the bottom. Ma'achem ma'iskin on de'ika mashkin bahade basar. We're talking about a case where there is liquid that resides on top of the meat. De'kametame machmas mashkin. What's going to happen is that the meat is going to contract tuma after the mashkin is mekabel tuma from the other piece of meat, which is tame. The mashkin is going to become a rishon l'tuma, and then make the meat a sheni l'tuma. The meat, which was originally, as we had described above in the Gemara, only a shlishi l'tuma. Once again, the piece of meat that had contracted tuma from an avatuma, when it contracted that tuma, not only did it contract it as a piece of meat, but it also had water on top of it. That water is then a rishon l'tuma, and that when the piece of meat with its water comes in contact with the other piece of meat, then that will make it a sheni l'tuma. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, hai im habasar shenitma ba'avatuma. It's not significant that it came in contact with the piece of meat that was an avatuma. We learned, ein oichel metame oichel. Im habasar umashkin mi boile. The critical part is that there was mashke. Therefore, the Gemara rejects this teretz. There is an important point in Taisus Dibar Maskel Dika Mashkin that in this Havamina of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought to explain that it was the Mashkin on top of the Basar that would be Mitameh. We see from here that Mashkin has the ability to be Mitameh even less than a Revius. This is the Revaz Raya. There is a big discussion in the Mefarshim whether the Reva is correct, or maybe the Riva is only correct when it comes to Tumah Darabanan, not Tumah Daraisa, as you could see in Tos Dibra Maskel Deika Mashkin, and you see the litany. Oh, all these beautiful Marimekoimis of Taisis throughout Shas that discusses this issue. Either way, the Gemara rejected it, even though the Havamina is a Heliga Havamina. But what is our Maskana? Says the Gemara 8 lines from the bottom, Ela Nihit, the Ein Oichel Metame Oichel Midoraisa. You must say that in our case, we're forgetting about the Mashkin, and the Oichel is going to be Metame Oichel. The rule that says Ein Oichel Metame Oichel is Minatayra. Midrabanan miu Metame. However, Midrabanan, we were misacking that Oichel could be Metame Oichel, and we'll go back with our original pshat that will say that the piece of meat that was a Rishon L'tuma is being burnt with a piece of meat that was a Shlishi L'tuma. Back in our Mishnah, we had learned Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva had said that the same type of idea took place in regards to burning Shemen that had become possible with a Tful Yom with the Ner that had become Tameh with a more stringent Tuma, Tmei Meis. The Gemara analyzes the case. Michti, Shemen Shenifsal B'Tful Yom Mayhavi, Shlishi. The halacha is that shem that becomes tameh from a tful yom is a shlishi l'tuma. The reason for that is because a tful yom has a din sheni l'matuma, because it's only metameh, truma, and kodshim, and we have a rule that the only thing that contracts tuma from a sheni is truma l'kodshim, and a tful yom will only be metameh, truma l'kodshim. Hence, it's making a shlishi l'tuma. V'chimadlik le, so we've got a shlishi. V'chimadlik le b'ner shenitma b'tmei meis mahavisheni. And when you're allowing to burn with a ner that came in contact with tmei meis, which is a rishon, we're being mechadesh, that you're allowed to make it into a sheni. My kamash melon shlishi mutalas a sheni. That you're allowed to turn a shlishi into a sheni. Asks the Gemara, Hainu hach, Rashi explains that this is the exact same chiddush that Rabbi Hanina Skan Kohanim was teaching us. Even though the logic over here works, and that is that Rabbi Akiva has found a parallel case of Rabbi Hanina Skan Kohanim, but it is so parallel, it is so similar, any good Talmud would have inferred this and didn't need Rabbi Akiva's Hosafa. Rabbi Akiva seems to be adding something. Hainu hach, asks the Gemara. It's the exact same thing. And for the Hilugi Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, bottom line, Hocha b'ner shamateches askinon. Here we're talking about a candle that was made of metal. Drachmon Omar, the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, we get a daf yomi bonus. The quote is not from this week's parasha, but the concept we definitely have in this week's parasha, from Parshas Matos, where we have the halachos of Tumah of War. Rashi describes in Revi in Parshas Matos that if you have Bechalal Cherev, as described in Bamidbar Yutes, in Parshas Chukas V'chalashi Yigal Pnei Asad, Bechalal Cherev Oivemeis. The Torah equates someone who comes in contact with a dead body to someone who comes in contact with a sword, has the din of being coming in contact with the dead body himself. That we also see, as I mentioned in this week's parasha, in Pasuk Yutes in Periklud Lamed Aleph, Kol Hayreg Nefesh V'chol Noigeya B'chalol, that someone who kills someone with a sword is like he comes in contact with the dead body itself, and he's Tumah Shiva. Here, our Gemara describes it with a famous expression, Cherev Hareyu K'cholol V'havilo Avatoma. So we're talking about a case where someone who comes in contact with the sword that's touching the dead body, one way of looking at it is as if it conducts the Tumah directly to the person himself, and it's not as if the individual is holding the sword came in contact with the Rishon L'Tumah, but the Chalo, the Cherev is like the Chalo, is like the dead body, and the Cherev is like an Avatumah. And therefore, in this case, what we have is the Ner is considered like an Avatumah. V'havyule Avatumah, we're talking about Ner Matechas that came in contact with the corpse, it's like an Avatumah. V'kasavar, and the Chiddush over here is, Shlishi Mutal Asoise Rishon, that the Shlishi you're allowed to even make it into a Rishon. Rebbe Hanina Skan Kohanim had only told us that Shlishi you're allowed to make in a Sheni. Here, Rabbi Akiva was Maisif, the same conceptual idea that Bishas Sreifa you're allowed to add a Tumah, you could even take a Shlishi and make it into a Rishon. Asks the Gemara, three lines on the top. Okay, we've got the Chiddush. But why describe Ner Shamateches? Nukme B'nei Shel Cheres, described that's a candle made of pottery, which is more likely. Most bases for candles in those times were made out of a cheres. Umay hoisif, but yet you have the same kasha that we asked, if it's talking about a cheres, so there you're taking a cheres, which is a rishon l'tumah, making something into a sheni l'tumah, which was exactly what Rabbi Hanina Skan Kohanim had spoke about. But here the chiddush is the following. Dilu hasam tameh v'tameh v'iluhacha pasul v'tameh. Here we're introduced to a very, very important rule. And that is that truma and kachim in general are more chamur than other items, more chamur than chulin, and they are more susceptible to tumah. When it comes to chulin, since it is less sensitive to tumah, it will only contract from a rishon l'tumah. A sheni l'tumah does not affect chulin. Truma is a higher madrega, and Truma can receive Tumah from a Sheni, and it will become a Shlishi, and then become a Pasul. Pasul meaning, it will not be Metame anything else, but it itself would become Pasul, and a Kohen cannot eat it. Kachim is a higher Madrega, because even though when it comes to Truma, we have rule, Ein Shlishi Oysa Reviva Truma, Kachim can even be made a Pasul when it contracts from a Shlishi. The concept of pasul is that it could contract tum and become pasul, but it cannot be metame, something else. The chiddush over here is that we're now going from Bichanina's Gankonim's case, where he was talking about Sreifas Kodshim, to the case of Truma. When it comes to Shemen Shenifsal of Truma, the Chiddush over here is that when you have a Shlishi, which is Pasul, says the Gemara in Rebbe Akiva, there's no problem in making him come in contact with a Rishon, which will cause it not only to be a Pasul, but to be a Shemi, and to be able to be Metame, something else. But says the Gemara, we could have given another explanation. We didn't need to say that we're talking about a Ner Shamateches, as Rev Yehuda had suggested, going on the bottom of Yudalad Amin Aleph 2, Yudalad Amin Beis. He could have described a case of a Ner Shacheres, and the Chiddush over here is, you're allowed to make a Pasul Tameh. That would be Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. Asks the Gemara, why didn't we give that Teretz instead of a Ner Shalmateches? We should have described it as a Ner Shacheres. Says the Gemara, seven lines from the top, Amar Rava Masnis and Kishisei. Because there is a difficulty in our Mishnah. Rava explains, because if we're going to be talking about a Ner Shacheres, we've got the following difficulty in the Mishnah. My irya detani ner shenitme bitmei meis. Why does our Mishnah need to describe that the ner, in Rabbi Akiva's case, had contracted tuma from a tmei meis? Nisni shenitme b'sheretz. It could just as well describe that it contracted tuma from a sheretz. Both of them are an avatuma. Ella, what's the answer to that question? Because there's something that it does make a difference where it came from a tmei meis. A mace itself, or from a sheretz. Who's that? Where does the halacha change? This is in regards to mateches. In regards to mateches, there is a distinction between whether the mateches comes in contact with a dead body, then it will become a rishon l'toma. In contrast to a sheretz, excuse me, when it comes in contact with metechas, it'll become an avatoma. In contrast to when it comes in contact with a sheretz, so then in such a case, it will only become a rishon l'toma. The reason for that, of course, is that the gzeres hakosav chalal cheref, to say that the metechas becomes like the mace itself, that it becomes an avatoma, is only mentioned in regards to a mace. Hence, that is why we wanted specifically to give Rabbi Yehuda's pshat that we're talking about Ner Shamatechas, and then every word of Rabbi Akiva is Mukhruch. Period. Now the Gemara concludes some halachas we could therefore infer from the above. Amar Rava, Shma Minah Kasav Rabbi Akiva, we see from Rabbi Akiva, Tumas Mashkin L'tame Acherim Doraisa, that the Tuma of Mashkin has the ability to be Metame other things Minatorah. Because if we're going to say that's only midrabbanan, in what way are we concerned with the ner coming in contact with the shemen? If it's going to simply pasul the shemen, hapasul. The shemen was already pasul, as we learned before, because it was a shlishi de tuma. Vikoi. Mimai, what else are you going to say? That it has the ability to be mitame other things midrabanan and not midaraisa. Our point here is we want to show that Mashkin has the ability to mitame other things daraisa. Imidrabanan, my yirya ba'avatuma. Then we don't need a case of avatuma in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah went out of its way to say avatuma. A filu barishan, even a rishan latuma. Midrabanan has the ability to be mitame. This is the halacha of a takana midrabanan of tumas mashkin. B'sheni nami tchilahave. And even midrabanan, the Mishnah in Parah describes, they were misaking that tumas mashkin has the ability to be metame even when it's a sheni. Disnan, as we learned there in Parah and Periches, kol apoyslos truma metame mashkin liyois tchila. Anything has the ability to pasul truma midrabanan. They're misaking that will be metame mashkin to become a rishon l'truma chutz mitful yom. The only exception is tful yom that we saw earlier on Amud Aleph. Only has the ability to be metame as a sheni latuma elishma mina daraisai. So we see from here that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Tumas Mashkin has the ability to be metame other things minatayra. Hence, we will learn from Rabbi Akiva, despite the fact that this shemen will now be going up a darga in tuma. When it comes in contact with the avatuma of the ner shel mateches, Nevertheless, we are not concerned from the fact that it's going to from a psul to the ability to be metame something min ha-Torah, because we are involved with Sreifas Kodshim. Be'ezer Hashem, we will conclude Daf Yud Dalet over here. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Daf Tezvav, 7 lines from the bottom. I hope, Be'ezer Hashem, to find some time to record the halacha from the daily Daf. I'm now involved in the mitzvahs of Kibud Ave'im, so I apologize for the Bittul Torah Birabim, but every once in a while during the Bein Hazmanim, we have to prioritize, and I'm glad to be back in Tumas Eretz Amimim. Unfortunately, I left Eretz Yisrael, but in Tumas Eretz Amim, to at least be Mesakin, Tumas Eretz Amim, being Oisek in the Halachos of Tuma V'Tahara with the dear Talmidim and friends over the internet. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Psachim Daf Yudalet.